Inspections of Iraqi military sites have been suspended for 2 days while Iraqis celebrate the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. But this weekend, when the fasting and partying comes to an end, Iraq must present the United Nations with a full accounting of its weapons programs. This document of thousands of pages may help set the course of war and peace. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad.
At Baghdad's main amusement park, there are screams of happiness and excitement as the roller coaster dives down the track. For a brief moment, families here appear to have shed whatever fears and concerns they might harbor. Most are from Saddam City, a poor Baghdad neighborhood hit hard by sanctions, scraping to get by on tiny salaries and government food handouts. But today, they're decked out in new clothes. Women wear what jewelry they have not had to sell. A 32-year-old government worker who makes a mere $10 a month is splurging on his nieces and nephews. He's brought them to play video games. He says everyone is enjoying themselves, that today there is no thought of war. A photographer, Nadim Jawad Qadi, says business has never been better.
I think this year we feel more positive than any previous year. People are optimistic that the embargo will be lifted soon, because I think if the inspectors do their job successfully, it will show we don't have any weapons.
He echoes the words of President Saddam Hussein that people must be patient. They must let the inspectors disprove U.S. allegations Iraq continues to have weapons of mass destruction. Despite the threat of war coming out of Washington, Iraqis smile at American visitors and ask to have their photographs taken with them. An Iraqi government official is in constant attendance, so one is left to wonder what people really think. Next to the amusement park is one of Baghdad's many monumental war memorials. This one, which resembles a vast blue teardrop, commemorates the Iran-Iraq war that ran for 8 years in the 80s. The names of 500,000 Iraqis who were killed are inscribed on the walls. A man whispers that far more were killed. He does not answer when asked if Saddam's policies are worth such suffering. It is customary on Eid to visit the war memorials, while children race around seemingly oblivious to the toll Iraq's recent adventures have taken. Mohsin Sarhan and his wife Huda stroll through the grounds to honor relatives who have died. They say they have absolute trust in Saddam Hussein and are ready to defend Iraq. But the bravado cracks as the government minder reads a letter in one of the display cases. It's from the wife of a soldier found on his body after he was killed.
I am very longing to see you and to see your smile face, my dear. I sent you this letter.
He breaks off and turns away to wipe away tears. The return trip from the amusement park passes by one of Saddam's palaces in central Baghdad. An Iraqi warns it's not wise to stop here, that something bad could happen. Motioning to the vast complex, just one of many palaces, he says Saddam does not understand a simple worker like him. Another Iraqi who manages to talk out of earshot of the government minder says people are not afraid of a U.S. war because they believe the U.S. will only target Saddam and government sites, not ordinary people. However, he says Iraqis are afraid of the aftermath, assuming the country will fragment, dissolving into a vicious civil war. The holiday will be over all too soon. A key moment occurs this weekend when a massive paper will be airlifted from Baghdad to New York. 13,000 pages or more, listing Iraq's biological, chemical, nuclear, and missile programs. The U.S. is looking for an admission Iraq has continued to develop weapons of mass destruction. The Iraqis insist they have none. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.